我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们读到以赛亚书的后一半的时候
，When we get to the second half of the book of Isaiah，
越读就越清楚，给我们看见神的儿子的启示。
The more we read, the more clearly we can see the revelation of the Son of God.
上一次末了，我们看到，我们的主把他的心意来发表。
Last time at the end, we see how the Lord manifests to us his heart's desire.
以赛亚就一而再的在那里响应神的那一个宣告。
And that Isaiah continued to echo that proclamation of God.
那么引出神说了一些话。
To bring forth these words from God.
那些话是非常非常的有意思。
And these words are very meaningful.
我不是说他说很那些具体的事实。
Now, I'm not saying that he's speaking those very substantial facts.
而我是说我们的主说话的时候所表达出来的那一个态度。
But what I'm saying, the words in which the attitude expressed those words from the Lord.
我们上次末了看到52章的第三节的时候。
Last time, as we reached chapter 52, verse 3.
神就在那里宣告一件非常重要的是
There, the Lord proclaims a very important matter.
他说你们是无价被卖的，也必无价的被赎回来。
For thus saith the Lord, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money.
神为什么要一定要做这个事情呢？
Now, why must God do this?
因为神说，我管教你们。
Because God says that I have disciplined you,
是要调转你们的脚步。
It is so that I can turn your footsteps.
但是那些给我用着来管教你们的那些人，
But those whom I use to oppress to discipline you,
他们却不知道是我做的事。
Yet they do not know this is my work.
是他们的本事。
They think it is by their own power.
那所以当你们在那里给遣他的时候，
Therefore, as you are trod upon,
他们就指着你们来亵渎我的名。
They will point at you and blaspheme my name.
那因此，
Therefore,
我就要显明一件事情。
I will make known this work.
你们既然是无价被卖的，
Since you have sold yourself for naught,
所以你们也就是无价的给赎回来。
Therefore, you shall be redeemed without money.
让你们知道我的名。
That you should know my name.
弟兄姊妹留意了。
Now, brothers and sisters, take note.
那是第六节的下半。
That is at the second half of verse 6.
到那日，他们必知道说这话的就是我。
Therefore, they shall know in that day that I am he that does speak.
再注意接下去的那一句话。
Now pay attention as he continues.
看啊，是我。
Behold, it is I.
弟兄姊妹，你看到神说话说到这里的时候，他一再的在那里加重，用人的话来说就好，加重那个语气。
Brothers and sisters, take note as God continues to speak even until this point. In man's terms, he emphasizes it.
或者说在那里强调一件事。
Or there he focuses and emphasizes his tone.
要叫人特别注意这一个给强调的事。
So man will pay attention to what he emphasizes.
到了那一天，你们就知道说这个话的是我。
Now in that day, you will know that it is I who is speaking.
看啊，是我。
Behold, it is I.
那为什么神说的那么的严肃呢？
Now, why is it that God's words here are so solemn?
我们一接下去的时候，就是今天晚上我们开始要看的时候，你就更清楚的看见神在那里把他的儿子又进一步的带出来。
When we continue on tonight and we will see even more clearly, that is what we'll share is that God will even take a further step to manifest His Son.
那神的百姓怎么能得安慰呢？
Now how could the people of God be comforted?
属神的人怎么可以得拯救呢？
Now, those belonging to God, how can they be delivered?
我们觉得读以赛亚书的时候，宝贝的是宝贝在他那里是实在是说的双重的事实。
When we read the book of Isaiah, indeed we find it so precious, it's because it tells us a two-folded fact.
所谓双重的事实就是 西征弟兄常常提的所谓那个 双重的应验。
And when we say this is a double fact or double statement, it's because it has been fulfilled twofold.
因为以赛亚在那里说的事情有近处的应验和远处的应验。
Just as Brother Christian Chan often say, this is a double fulfillment, and one is immediately to be fulfilled, and one will be fulfilled from afar.
因为在以赛亚说话的时候，一面是对着以色列的犹大的百姓，他们要被掳到巴比伦的那一件事情说话。
Because on the one hand, it speaks of us the fulfillment of the people of Israel as they were led into captivity into Babylon.
但是也借着那一件事情引出神把对普天下那个救赎的旨意的发表。
But because of that matter, it also leads to the proclamation of God and the fulfillment to all men.
要把属他的人挽回。这个是神的原则。
It is God's principle to atone for those who belong to Him.
在旧约的日子，那个重点是在以色列人。
In the old covenant, that focus is upon Israel.
那旧约的日子过了以后，那神做工的那个重点就是普世的人。
After the days of the old covenant has passed, then God's focus becomes the world, all men.
他过去他要把他的子民从巴比伦带回来。
In the past, God is to bring His people back from Babylon.
那到了神救赎的旨意执行的时候。
Now in the execution of God's redemption,
他要把属他的人从罪的权势、世界的捆绑里头。挽回过来。
God is to deliver man from the power of sin and the bondage of this world.
那这不管是哪一次的挽回。
Now regardless of which redemption atonement we're speaking of,
神在人中间所做的工，
the work of God amongst men,
都是借着他的儿子来执行的。
It is executed by his son.
那现在我们在以赛亚书里面就看到神把他的儿子又一次的带出来。
Now in the book of Isaiah, we see God once again brings forth His Son.
我们今天晚上从第七节开始来注意。
Tonight we'll begin taking note from verse 7.
第七节那里就说了一件事。
Verse 7 tells us one thing.
但是这一件事情本来是非常简单的。
Now this matter itself is very simple.
但是因为他这说话的这个原则给圣灵用在罗马书里头又说了一遍。
But because of the principle of these words are used by the Holy Spirit to be repeated in the book of Romans,
那么就引起我们有一点的混乱了。
Then it will somewhat confuse us.
因为一般说来我们都是读罗马书比较读以赛亚书早。
Because generally speaking, we'll read the book of Romans before we would actually read the book of Isaiah.
我们读罗马书的时候，我们就看到保罗在那里引出，说到要受奉献，受差遣。
When we read the book of Romans, we see that Paul speaks of being sent.
就引出了这里的一个原则。
Therefore, he leads to this principle that's stated here. 那么你
说受差遣的时候，那就是给我们看到是包括了许多的人。
There, when Paul speaks on the matter of being sent, that includes many people.
那我们有了那一个观念。
And when we have that concept in our mind,
我们再来读以赛亚书的时候。
And then when we read the book of Isaiah,
我们就把那个观念也带到以赛亚书了。
Then we will carry over that concept we have impressed into the book of Isaiah. 结果我们读到这里
的时候，我们就有点乱了。
And then when we read this part here, then we're somewhat confused.
但弟兄姊妹，我们注意。
My brothers and sisters, pay attention.
当你细细去读的时候，
when you read carefully,
你非常清楚地看见一件事。
Very clearly, you can see one thing.
什么事呢？
What matter is that?
以赛亚书这里说到这件事的时候，
that is in this particular point in the book of Isaiah,
是指着神的儿子来说。
It is speaking of the Son of God.
不是指着许多的人来说。
It is not speaking of many people.
罗马书那里你读到来读下去的时候，
In the book of Romans, when you continue to read on, you will see very clearly speaking of those who preach the gospel. But in the book of Isaiah, it does not speak on those individuals who preach the gospel. But it does bring out that principle of preaching the gospel.
弟兄姊妹注意以赛亚书怎么来发表这一点。
Now brothers and sisters, take note how the book of Isaiah manifests this point.
那报佳音传平安报好信传救恩的对西安说你的神作王了做人的脚登山
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publishes peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publishes salvation, that setteth unto Zion, thy God reigneth.
弟兄姊妹你注意,
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这个是谁?
Who is this?
如果你把罗马书的那一个观念带过来,你就读读读,
If you bring that concept you have carried over from the book of Romans, then you're confused.
因为很自然,你就说,这里就是指着那些传福音的人了。
Because very naturally, then you will think of these are speaking of people who preach the gospel.
但是这里不是说传福音的人。
But here it is not speaking of those individuals who preach the gospel.
弟兄姊妹,你看看,你怎么知道不是传福音的人?
Brothers and sisters, when you read, how do you know it is not speaking of those who preach the gospel? Because very clearly, they do preach salvation.
报佳音,传平安,报好心。
Because they bring good tidings, they publish peace and bring good tidings of good and publish salvation.
不是传福音是什么?
If this is not speaking of preaching the gospel, what is it saying, brothers and sisters?
当你几次读,你就晓得。
When you read carefully, you understand.
这个是谁?
Who is this?
很容易你解决的。
Very easily that can be solved.
你问究竟做这个事情有几个人?
Then ask who qualifies to do this matter.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
以赛亚书上面非常清楚给我们看到这里是说一个人。
In the book of Isaiah shows us very clearly here it is speaking of one individual.
弟兄姊妹你留意到他说报佳音传平安 报好信传救恩对西安说你的神做王了做人
It says the person who publishes peace, who brings good tidings and publishes salvation, that bringeth good tidings of how beautiful are the feet of him who does this.
弟兄姊妹你看到,
Brothers and sisters, you can see that.
几个人?
How many people?
一个人,
Only one.
哪一个人?
Who?
虽然没有明说,
Even though it did not state clearly,
但是清楚知道是指定的哪一个人?
But very clearly we know it is of one particular person.
你还特别注意一件事,
you take note.
说到这一个人在那里传报佳音传信息的时候是站在一个什么的 位置?
You can see when it mentions, describes this person who brings the good tidings, who brings peace, what position does he stand?
他的脚登山,
His, the feet of him upon the mountains.
他是站在山上去宣告,
that he is standing upon the mountains to proclaim this.
弟兄姊妹们,这里真是话里有话,
Brothers and sisters, indeed there are words within words here.
让我们整个的心思给带到, 如果主恩待我们看到这是神在那里说到他的儿子的脚中的时候,
If the Lord is gracious to hear, He will bring us to see here is speaking of the footsteps of His Son.
让我们从这些话里头看到神的儿子他所做的是何等的大事,
So that it will show us the great things which the Son of God has done.
而我们现在所进出的,
So for more near,
巴比伦的释放了,
that is the deliverance from Babylon.
因为底下也都是提到巴比伦, 离开巴比伦。
Because later on it does also mention about leaving Babylon.
但是接下去你又看到。
But as it follows, we see.
而不是单单离开巴比伦的问题。
Not only is it an issue of leaving Babylon.
耶路撒冷得建造的问题。
But it's a matter of redeeming or building Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷得建造不是以斯拉记里面的和或者说尼希米记里头的那个建造那样草率的。
When it is speaking of building Jerusalem, it is not just the details or the issues of the building of Jerusalem in Ezra or Nehemiah.
因为当耶路撒冷给建造起来的时候
Because when Jerusalem is indeed built,
神是在万国来显明他自己的作为。
That is when God will manifest his work to all nations.
他说弟兄姊妹，我们整段读上来，你就很清楚看到这里边的事情。
So brothers and sisters, when we do read this passage as a whole, we can see this very clearly.
从进出来说，说到你们被掳到巴比伦，但巴比伦里边要得释放回来。
From a near immediate standpoint, we can see that they've been in captivity in Babylon, they will be delivered and returned.
但是这个巴比伦得释放只是圈在犹大这一批人。
But this deliverance from Babylon only includes this group of people of Judah.
但是你读下去的你看到神在这里要释放要显明的那一个大荣耀乃是对着全地。
But here, when you can see the deliverance of what God will manifest, the glory, it is toward the whole earth.
这就是以赛亚书里边那个非常特别的一个信息的发表。
And that is a very unique point of delivering the message in the book of Isaiah.
许许多多都是带着那个双重的那个含义在哪里。
Many of the proclamation brings with it a double fulfillment.
那我们回到这个字，这字句上面来。
Now, when we return to the letter of the word,
他说那个对西安来传家信的那一个人他登山他的脚登山何等佳美。
He says, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good news unto Zion.
那这什么意思？
Now what does this mean?
最浅白的意思。
A very simple, plain message.
这一个人来到高处来宣告神的拯救。
This person has come to the high place to deliver the salvation of God.
所以他的脚就登山了。
And therefore his feet are upon the mountains.
但是你再深一层呢？
But when you look deeper,
你很容易你能领会的。
Very clearly you can understand.
这一个山是什么山？
What mountain is this?
这一个是加勒山。
This is Mount Gilead.
他凭什么去宣告那一个佳音？
Now, what qualifies him to preach this good news?
因为他的脚走到了加勒山。
And that is because his feet is on Calvary.
那当然，如果我们知道我们的主走到加勒山是什么一回事。
Now, when we understand what it means when our Lord has gone on Calvary.
那按人眼中来看，那是钉十字架。
In man's view, he has gone there to be crucified.
但在神的那个救赎的工作里头，那是释放的开始。
But in the salvation plan of God, that is where deliverance begins.
或者说是那个释放的根据。
In other words, that is also the preparation, the foundation for that deliverance.
那这个是从远处来看的。
And then this is the fulfillment from afar.
但是也不停在远处。
But it also does not cease there.
你还可以看到更远的。
We can even look even further.
那远到什么地方呢？
How far can we see this?
弟兄姊妹们，你就看到新耶路撒冷。
Brothers and sisters, then we're still able to see even New Jerusalem.
从天而降，降到那个圣山上。
Descending from heaven, even upon that holy mountain.
因为新耶路撒冷是建造在山上。
Because the New Jerusalem is built on the mountain.
那在那一个时候。
At that time.
那神的那，在这里那个宣告，就完全的照着这里所宣告的。
Then the proclamation of God will be fully fulfilled according to what is proclaimed here.
因为你特别注意。
Because if you take note,
当这一个人 他走到一个地点来宣告神的那个救赎的旨意的完成。
That is when this particular person reaches a particular point to deliver the complete salvation of God.
那么引出了什么反应呢？
What response does it lead to?
所以接下来的第八节你就看到这是众人的反应。
You can see that in verse 8 it's the response of all.
当然这个众人也不是说全地的人。
Of course, the response of all is not all men.
但是确实很多的人。
But it is a great multitude.
因为你特别注意这一个。
Because if you pay attention to this,
因为那一个人他带着加美的脚中到了山上。
That is because the feet of this person is beautiful that he has gone upon the mountain.
然后守望的人他们看到这些事情。
And then the watchmen shall lift their eyes and see this.
他们领会这个事情。
And they understand this.
所以他们就有一反应。
So they would have this response.
他们都扬起身来。
And they will lift up their voices.
扬起身来做什么？
What do they do with their lifted voices?
响应那一个人所做成的。
To respond, to echo what that person has finished.
这弟兄姊妹，你留意第八节说，听啊。你守望之人。
It says then, listen to the voices of the watchmen.
这里我们加一个众字上去就很清楚了。
When we add then a plural to this, then we're very clear.
上头是一个人。
Previously, it was speaking of one particular person.
这里是众人。
But here, it is plural, the watchmen.
看听到你守望的众人的声音。
Hearken to the voices of the watchmen.
弟兄姊妹们，你注意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. Many see this.
看见什么？
What do they see?
看见神的那个拯救完成了。
They see that the salvation of God is finished.
也看到神拯救的那一个方法和那一个完全的结果。
And they also see then the way of salvation and the completion of that salvation.
所以他们都扬起身来歌唱。
So they lift up their voices and sing.
歌唱什么呢？
What do they sing?
他们歌唱就是歌唱神的作为。
They sing of the work of God.
但是他们为什么歌唱呢？
But why do they sing?
因为他们是守望的人。
Because they are those who are keeping watch.
他们看见一件事情。
They see one thing.
什么事情呢？
What is that?
耶和华归回锡安。
That the Lord shall bring again Zion. That is the time.
他们亲自看见。
And they saw with their own eyes.
弟兄姊妹，等我们留意到耶和华归回锡安这一个点。
Brothers and sisters, when we take note of this point, the Lord shall bring again Zion. Indeed, this is a great thing.
那从字句上面来。
From the letter of the word,
在这个事情发生以前。
Before this took place,
耶和华曾经离开锡安。
That means the Lord God left Zion.
那当然了，是因为耶和华离开锡安，所以犹大就被掳。
Of course, because the Lord God left Zion,Judah was in captivity.
如果耶和华不离开西安,
if the Lord God did not leave Zion,
谁都不能把犹大掳去。
No one can take Judah captive.
我们读以西结书的时候就很清楚看见耶和华离开西安的那一段的历史。
When we read the book of Ezekiel very clearly, we can see the history of the Lord God leaving Jerusalem.
我们没有读过以西结书。
We have not studied Ezekiel together.
但是我们个别人都读过以西结书。
But individually, we have read Ezekiel.
你读以西结书的时候，有一个非常明显的印象在我们里面。
When we do read the book of Ezekiel, very clear impression.
那就是神离开犹大。
That is God leaving Judah.
离开耶路撒冷。
To leave Jerusalem.
离开圣殿。
To leave the temple.
那神怎么离开呢？
Now how did God leave?
弟兄姊妹，你记得。
Brothers and sisters, you recall.
神从殿里边的荣耀就先是走到那个门口门槛。
It was first the glory of God in the temple to the doorpost.
在这圣殿的门槛那里停了一下。
It was there from the gate he remained.
停了多久我们不知道。
We don't know how long he tarried.
反正停着停了在那里。
But he tarried there.
然后就离开那个门槛。
He left the doorpost.
就到了殿顶。
And he went to the top of the temple.
在殿顶里边又停了下来。
And again he remained there.
然后呢？
And then
就离开了那个殿，到了城的耶路撒冷城的东边。
He went to the east of the city of Jerusalem.
又停了里。
And there again he tarried.
然后又到了空中。
And then he tarried in the air.
还在那里停停。
He was still remaining there.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们用人的感情去领会，我想还是没有错的。
Now, brothers and sisters, if we use man's emotions to come to understand this, we can do so.
在什么情况的底下，人会离开一个地方，是会这样、这样、这样的动作的呢？
Now, under what condition, what situation would a person leave a certain place with this kind of situation in this way?
如果你对一个地方很有感情，
if you have a lot of feeling toward one particular place,
你对一个地方很留恋的，
and that you desire, you love that particular place,
你会发生这种光景，
you'll have that condition.
因为你现在离开那里，不晓得什么时候再回来，
because you will leave that place not knowing when you will return.
是你走到一个地步，你要回过头来看看。
You will go a certain place, then you'll turn your head to look back.
停停再看看。
And you will remain there to look back.
如果你对这个地方一点感情都没有，
Now, on the contrary, you have no feeling towards this place at all.
你对这个地方是不屑一顾的。
And that you don't even want to stay there.
那么你要离开的时候你怎么离开吧？
Then how will you leave that place?
越快越好。
You'll leave very quickly.
没有眼睛看了。
That you won't even look at it.
但弟兄姊妹，你看到我们的神离开圣殿，离开耶路撒冷，离开犹大的时候，那一个过程是怎么在那里发表神的心思？
But brothers and sisters, as you see how God departed from the temple to the city to Judah, how he expressed himself.
和神的感觉。
And what his emotions were.
神是万分的不舍。
That God was not willing to do so at all.
但是是犹大神的百姓把神逼到一个地步，神没有地方可以停留。
But it was Judah, the people of God, forcing God to a point that he had no place to remain.
神是不得已离开西安。
That God left Zion unwillingly.
因为弟兄姊妹，如果我们读以西结书，你看到一种光景。
Because brothers and sisters, when we do read Ezekiel, we see this condition.
不单是耶路撒冷满了偶像。
Not only was Jerusalem filled of idols.
当然犹大更是满了偶像。
Of course, Judah itself was filled with idols.
你放那个范围缩小到圣殿。
But even if we were to shrink the boundary, even in the temple.
连圣殿的里面都满了偶像。
Even the temple itself was filled with idols.
人的愚昧把神逼到一个地步，神只能选择我离开。
That man's foolishness forced God to a point that he must leave.
所以在以西结书你看见神的荣耀，神的本自己是怎么离开。
Therefore, in the book of Ezekiel, you can see the glory that is God himself, how it departed from Zion.
当然神的 离开犹大，犹大就被掳了。
Of course, because God left Judah was in captivity.
这是历史上发生过的事。
And that's what happened in history.
虽然犹大从巴比伦回来。
Of course, now Judah came back from Babylon.
但是犹大从巴比伦回来并没有恢复他们原来在神面前蒙福的那个地位和实际。
Even though Judah returned from captivity, they did not restore their glory or their position before God.
如果从整个以色列来说的话，那根本就好像碰不到神已经回来。
Now, if we look at Israel as a whole, we won't even come near the point that it seems like God has returned.
什么时候那些守望的人可以看见
When then can the watchman say that the Lord has returned unto Zion? That is in the day of the kingdom. It is in the day of the kingdom. Indeed, they see that the Lord God has returned unto Zion.
那个登山报佳音的人的那个宣告,
to echo the response of him whose feet are upon Zion to preach the good news.
他宣告什么?
What does he proclaim?
你们的神作王了,
that thy God reigneth.
你们的神作王了,
thy God reigns.
什么时候有这事?
When will this happen?
我度的时候,
it is in the days of the kingdom.
哦, 我们感谢我们的神,
we praise and thank our God.
那现在神就上
Now God proclaims this matter to the people of Judah. That is because God wants everyone to see that he shall return unto Zion.
要叫那个成为荒场的耶路撒冷满了欢呼,
so that the waste places of Jerusalem shall be filled with joy
满了欢唱,
and filled with singing.
在什么情况的底下, 在耶路撒冷能从那个荒凉的里面来成为一个欢笑的城啊?
Now, under what condition will the waste places of Jerusalem become a place of joy and singing?
只有在国度的时候,
only in the days of the kingdom.
因为在那一个时候,
because at that time,
不单是 神的百姓蒙拯救,
not only would the people of God be delivered,
得挽回,
to be returned,
同时是耶路撒冷也给带回到荣耀的里头,
but also at the same time, Jerusalem will be brought back into glory.
是弟兄姊妹们, 你只要照着字句来念下去, 你都看到这样的事情。
So brothers and sisters, if we read by the letter of the word, we'll see this.
第九节, 耶路撒冷的荒场啊, 要发起欢声, 一同歌唱, 因为耶和华安慰了他的百姓, 救赎了耶路撒冷, 耶和华在万国眼前, 露出他的圣被, 地极的人, 都看见我们神的救恩了。
Break forth into his joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem, for the Lord hath comforted his people, he hath redeemed Jerusalem, the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. Now, brothers and sisters, here you see it's not only Jerusalem,
是全地,
but all the earth,
直到地极,
even to the ends of the earth,
都在神这一个救赎的那个恩典的 遮盖的底下,
would be under the grace of the salvation of God under his covering.
好，我们实在感谢我们的神。
Indeed, we thank our God.
当日他借着以赛亚向犹大的百姓宣告他们所受的管教,
that day through Isaiah he proclaims the discipline which his people will go through,
并且从管教里头 得释放,
and that they will be delivered from that discipline.
而引出神那个救赎的计划的公开的发表,
to bring forth the full manifestation of the redemption plan of God.
因为这一个神的救赎的旨意显明出来的时候, 所蒙受恩典的那个范围,
because when the will of this redemption plan of God is manifested, it is unto all the earth.
而不单是神的那个救赎显出了,
not only is that redemption of God manifested,
连神的荣耀和权柄都在那里显出了,
but even the glory and authority of God is revealed.
因为耶和华在万国眼前露出他的圣被,
because the Lord have made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations.
他的权柄,
and his authority,
他的能力,
his power,
他的圣被所显明了, 就是这样的一回事,
and that is what his holy arm manifests.
这一个时候,
at that time,
全地都在那里归服神的儿子,
and all the earth then will submit unto the Son of God.
所以神在，所以那个神继续说的那些话,
therefore the words that God continues to say,
说什么?
What does he say?
你们一定能脱离,
that you will be delivered from that which binds you.
那弟兄姊妹们
Now, brothers and sisters,
你来注意了
pay attention.
神在这里说的话又带出那个双重的那个内容了
Here again, the words of God bring forth that double fulfillment.
十一节的上半
The first half of verse 11
如果从字句上面来说
If we look from the letter of the word
从历史上面来说
Historically speaking
那当然我们是指着他们从巴比伦归回
Of course we're saying it is from the return from Babylon
但是呢
But
十一节的当中开始的上一半
From the middle of verse 11 toward the end of the verse,
神就特别提出了一批人。
God especially mentions this group of people.
啊，这一批人是怎么样的呢？
Now, how is this group of people?
神不是叫他们离开。
God is not telling them to leave.
他们是叫，神是提醒他们要洁净自己。
God tells this group to be clean.
那这是什么人呢
Now what are this group of people?
神就说
God says
你们扛抬耶和华器皿的人
Ye that bear the vessels of the Lord
弟兄姊妹这话有点讲究了
Brothers and sisters there's some meaning to these words
谁是扛抬耶和华的器皿呢
Now who are those who bear the vessels of the Lord?
哦你说那就是犹大的祭司们
You say, oh, of course then, they're the priests
他们那是利未人了
They're the Levites.
但弟兄姊妹们
But brothers and sisters,
你特别注意
Pay attention.
你看到以斯拉记
When you look at Ezra,
当他们从巴比伦回来的时候
When they return from Babylon,
有没有扛抬耶和华器皿的
Did they bear the vessels of the Lord?
有
Yes.
但是不是耶和华的器皿。
But not the vessels of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你留意。古列。
That is Cyrus.
你看古列给他们回去的时候开列了一个清单。
That when Cyrus decreed for them to return, he gave them a list.
你去看看那个清单。
And when you look at the list,
有几件是耶和华的器皿。
How many are the vessels of the Lord?
是都是从圣殿里面弄出来的。
Yeah, they're all vessels from the temple.
但是这里特别说到耶和华的器皿。
But here it's especially focused on the vessels of the Lord.
我们绝对有理由相信是指着约柜、香坛、灯台，还有什么？陈设饼的桌子这一类
Now the vessels of the Lord we have reason to believe is specifically mentioning about the ark the censer the lampstands and the table of showbread
还不是调羹还不是火剪那个蜡剪还不是的那些的东西
It is not speaking of the vessels of the temple such as the spoons or the scissors or those vessels
因为那些只叫用具不叫做器皿
Because they are the toolsand not the vessels.
弟兄姊妹，那从字眼上面，我们是这样来领会的。
Now from the letter of the word, we can understand it that way.
但是从那个实意来说呢
？But from the meaning of it,
你们扛抬耶和华器皿的人，什么人
？Those who bear the vessels of the Lord, who are they？
我们用属灵的话来说
，In spiritual terms，
那些背负神的见证的人
，They are those who bear, who shoulder the testimony of the Lord。
你们这些背负神的见证的人
，Now those who bear this testimony of the Lord，
你们必须洁净自己。
You must be clean。
为什么
？Why？
因为国度已经来了
Because the kingdom has arrived
因为神的荣耀权柄都显明出来了
Because the glory the authority of God is manifested
这一个时候要服侍我们的主
At this time we are to serve our Lord
要服侍这一位王
We are to serve this king
你必须是一个非常完整而不带着残缺的
Therefore, you must be perfect and without blemish.
我们感谢我们的主
We thank our Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，当你看到神在这里的呼召
Therefore, if you see the calling of God here,
从进出来说是告诉被掳到巴比伦的人，你们回来。
From the near fulfillment is from those who return from captivity from Babylon.
从神整个的那个救赎的计划 这个出发点来看的话，那是所有给神呼召出来做神见证的神所买赎的人。
Now, but from the viewpoint of the whole picture of the redemption plan of God is for those who are called by God who has redeemed.
都要好好的来预备自己。
We must prepare ourselves well.
一面是迎接这一位王。
On the one hand is to receive welcome this king.
一面是要在那里发表这一位王。
On the other hand is to manifest this king.
彰显这一位王。
To express this king.
哦，那弟兄姊妹很有意思。
Now, brothers and sisters, it's very meaningful.
我们把自己切身处地的放在这种光景里。
If we truly place ourselves in this particular condition,
哎呀，现在王要来了。
Oh, the king is to come now.
那我们怎么预备去迎接王呢？
So how do we prepare to meet our king?
弟兄姊妹，我想我们在我们日常生活里边，那还能体会这个事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, I think in our daily lives we can understand this situation.
如果你家里来了客人
，if there are guests at your house，
那个客人也许是你家里的长辈。
Perhaps the guest is your elder generation in your family，
也许是你的朋友
，or perhaps your friend，
亲戚
，your relative，
反正一定是跟你有关系的。
Someone that has a relationship with you。
那么你接待他到你家里头做客。
Now when you receive this guest,
那你怎么预备那个客人来呢？
Now how do you prepare for this guest to come?
弟兄姊妹都有数了，心里有数。
Now brothers and sisters, you all know well.
哎呦，你有好多的张罗。
You have a lot of work to do.
整个的床都用干净的，甚至是新的那个铺盖来铺好。
You have clean or even new bedding on the bed.
家里头的那个家具都弄得整整齐齐的，干干净净的，此无实样的。
And all the utensils, all the vessels in the house will be very clean, very orderly.
最懒的人。
And even the most lazy person,
你都起码会吸吸尘。
At least you will at least vacuum your house.
因为客人要来。
Because the guest is to come.
但弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
现在不是客人来。
Here is not only a guest to come.
是你的王要来。
But your king is to come.
你要好好的预备。
You have to prepare well.
你怎么来预备呢？
How do you prepare?
你说这样就很大很不得了的张罗在那里了。
You say this is a great deal, a lot of things to do.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
你怎么去张罗？
Now, how do we prepare?
你先要问。
You must first ask.
我们能张罗什么？
Now, what can we prepare? What can we do?
我们真的不知道该怎样张罗来预备接我们这一位
Now, indeed, we really don't know what we have to do in order to prepare well to meet our king.
我们一想到这一件事情，我们实在有点焦急啊。
Now, when we think of this, indeed, we are very anxious.
我们的神要求我们洁净自己来等候他。
Our God requires that we be clean to meet him.
但是我们又发觉
But then we also discover,
我们要按照神的那一个心意来预备好，我们赶不上。
If we're to prepare well according to the heart's desire of God, we cannot do so.
那怎么办？
Then what do we do?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
我们真的是觉得我们的神给我们那个救赎，他是从开始到末了。都是他给我们做预备。
We do feel that the salvation which God has prepared from us from the beginning to the end is all done by him.
在得救这个事情上面，我们已经经历到全是主的预备。
In the matter of being saved, we fully have experienced that it is all by the Lord's preparation.
在我们生命成长的这个过程的里头，我们也经历到仍然是主做了那个最完善的那个预备。
Even in the maturity of this life, we also experience it is the Lord Himself who have perfected, who have done the perfect work.
当然这一点上我们要付一点代价去追求接过来。
Of course, on this particular point, we pay a little bit of price to pursue to receive this.
但是如果主没有给你预备好，你追求也没有。
But if the Lord has not already prepared this for us, no matter how we seek, we will not receive it.
我们感谢我们的神。
And we thank our God.
哦，现在我们读到了将来面对面的见主。
But now we read, we will see the Lord face to face.
主也提醒我们要好好的预备自己。
And the Lord reminds us to prepare ourselves well.
我们真的不知道从哪里开始。
And we really just don't know where to begin.
我们看看我们自己。
When we look at ourselves,
这里又是一点。
And there's a gap here.
那里又是一个漏洞。
There's also another gap there.
那里有一些伤残。
And also some cracks here.
都是赶不上。
And we just cannot follow on.
感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
以赛亚在这里宣告这个事情的时候。
Here when Isaiah proclaims this.
他又提到这样的事情。
Again, he mentions the same thing.
他说你们出来啊。不自急忙，也不自奔逃。
That you shall not go out with haste or go by flight.
因为耶和华必在你们前面行。
For the Lord will go before you.
以色列的神也必作你们的后盾。
And the God of Israel will be your reward.
前是神自己。
Before is the Lord Himself.
后又是神自己。
And it is also the Lord Himself.
我们是给夹在当中。
And we are in the middle.
我弟兄姊妹们，我们记得这是以赛亚当时说的话。
Now, brothers and sisters, remember this is the words of Isaiah at that time.
当然，他当时能说这些话已经是非常不容易了。
Of course, it's not easy for him to say these words at that particular time.
但是我们若是用今天我们。在主的恩典培养的底下，我们在说这个事情，我们怎么说呢？
But for us today, if we're to again understand and say these words under the nourishment of God's grace,
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们很清楚。
Very clearly.
我们能与神面对面。
That we're able to be face to face with God.
一个很实际的事情。
A very practical matter.
乃是因为我们在基督里。
That is because we are in Christ.
我们在基督里。
And we are in Christ.
前面是基督。
Before us is Christ.
后面是基督。
And Christ is after us.
整个围绕我们的是基督。
And all that surrounds us is Christ.
我们是带着许多的愚昧和无知。
And we do have much foolishness and much ignorance and much shortcoming.
但是
but,
因为神把我们放在基督。
But because God has placed us in
Christ, 我们就不知急忙。
We will not go in haste.
我们就非常安然的与主面对面。
Very calmly, we can see the Lord face to face.
是这样一个事实，才说得出，才回应上面所提到的，你们都得了安慰。
It is only this fact that it can echo what is proclaimed previously that we shall be comforted.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
And we thank our Lord.
好了，当神宣告了这样的一个救赎的旨意。
Now, after God has proclaimed the execution of such a salvation plan,
那么神就来说了,
then God comes, continues to say,
那一个登山的人,
that one who is to be upon the mountain,
那一个佳美脚中的人,
the beautiful feet of him on the mountain,
他是谁?
Who is he?
他怎, 他做了什么事情?
And what work has he done?
所以他能在那里宣告佳音,
that he is able then to proclaim the good news there,
传平安,
to bring peace,
报好信,
to bring the good news,
传救恩,
and to bring salvation.
感谢我们的主,
we thank our Lord.
弟兄姊妹开始看到了,
brothers and sisters, you begin to see.
主又在, 神又在那里说话了,
again, God continues to say,
我的仆人行事必有智慧, 必被高举上升, 且成为至高。
Behold, my servant shall deal prudently, he shall be exalted and extolled, and be very high.
许多人因他惊奇，他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。这样，他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见， 未曾听见的，他们要明白。
As many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men, so shall he sprinkle many nations, the king shall shut their mouths at him, for that which had not seen told them shall see, they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider.
谁在那里宣告那个佳音呢?
Who is he that will preach that good news?
神在这里响应了。
Here God echoes,
我的仆人。
My servant,
我的仆人。
My servant,
做一个仆人有一个经历。
And this servant has this experience.
他有虽然是仆人，
though he is a servant,
但是他必定被高举上升。
But his experience will be exalted and he will be extolled.
上升到至高的那一个位置。
And be very high to the highest.
弟兄姊妹，我们读到这里就很清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, when we read here, we're very clear.
这不是神的儿子，还有谁？
If this is not the Son of God, who is he?
除了神的儿子，还有谁能有这样的一个发表。
Besides the Son of God, who can be manifested in this way?
那许多的人因他惊奇。
Now everyone should be astonished by him.
为什么惊奇呢？
Why?
因为当他在地显出来的时候，他一点都不像是一个给升为至高的人。
Because when he is manifested on earth, he looks nothing like someone who will be exalted to the highest.
因为他隐藏了他的荣耀。
Because he has hid his glory.
因为他把自己放在一个卑微的人的那一个形象里。
That's because he has hid himself in the form of a very humble man.
虽然他的经历是如此。
And even though this is his experience.
但是他带出那个果效。
But the result which it brings forth.
洗净许多的国民。
He shall sprinkle many nations.
这是神儿子道成肉身而完成神救赎旨意的那个经历的书舍。
This is the description of the complete salvation of the Son of God who was the Word become flesh.
当他这样显明出来的时候，
And when he is manifested in this way,
连君王都要闭口，
Even the king shall shut their mouths at him.
好了。
Now,
现在我们就被引到五十三章。
We are led to chapter 53.
当神这样把他的仆人带出来的时候，
When God brings forth his servant in this way,
那就碰到人的难处了。
This is where it is difficult for man.
这个难处曾经在犹太人当中显明过了。
This difficult was manifested amongst the Jewish people.
当然也在全地的人的眼前显明过了。
Of course, also revealed in the midst of all men.
我们读四福音的时候，
When we read the four Gospels,
我们读到我们的主来到自己人的地方，自己的人却不认识他，不接待他。
When we read to the point that the Lord has come into his own, but yet they do not receive him and they do not know him.
因为这就好像以赛亚书这里所说的。
Just as it is written here in the book of Isaiah.
因为他来的时候，
Because when he came,
他面貌憔悴，
that his features was marred,
形容枯槁，
and that he was his form more than the sons of men.
在人的眼中看来，
in man's sight,
这个是什么人啊？
What kind of person is he?
没有人认出他就是神所兴起的弥赛亚。
No one can recognize that he would be the Messiah that is raised from God.
我们常常都提的。
Many times we mention.
在犹太人的心思里。
In the minds of the Jewish people.
他们的弥赛亚是诗篇二十四篇里边所描写的。
The description of their Messiah is what is written in Psalm 24.
那是一个很威武的人物。
It is a very majestic, magnificent person.
很有全能的人物。
Full of power and might.
当他来到的时候，
And when he comes,
连城门都要抬起头来的。
Even the gates shall lift their heads.
当然这个是诗。
Of course, that is a hymn, a poem.
A poem. 所以那个城门会抬头。
Of course, then it describes the gates lifting their heads.
但是你知道，他说的城门抬头乃是说，整个城的人都在那里 涌起来了。
Of course, when it describes the gates lifting their head, it describes the people, all the people lifting their heads.
啊，在犹太人的心思里面，弥赛亚显出来的时候，是全地的人都要向他俯伏的。
Now in the minds of the Jewish people, when their Messiah is manifested, all the people of the world shall submit to him.
但是我们的主来的时候却不是那个样。
But when our Lord came, that was not the scene.
用以赛亚的话来说，就是面貌憔悴。
Because in the words of Isaiah, his features were so marred, and the form of him, even so.
没有人把他看在眼里的。
And no one would esteem him.
这是一个普通的不能再普通的人。
This is a very, very ordinary man.
那因此就引出五十三章。
Therefore,
神在那里又给他的儿子来做一个很完整的见证。
Therefore, it leads us to chapter 53, where God gives a very completetestimony of his son.
把他的儿子的所事和所做做了几层的那一个介绍。
That God introduces us to his son, who he is, and what he has done in several, fact, in several levels.
那如果我们的主到地上来的时候，
Now when our Lord was on earth,
他是面貌憔悴，形容枯槁。
His visage and his form was marred.
你晓得人对他的反应定规是五十三天一开头那一个叹息。
Then of course you realize by him manifesting himself that way, it would be the beginning of chapter 53 and the sighing there.
我想当时以赛亚也没有看，他只是从圣灵的感动的里面是接受这样的。
I believe at that time Isaiah accepted this revelation from the Holy Spirit.
他自己可能没有办法很有把握的抓到这些话的那个实际。
But perhaps Isaiah was not very confident in grasping the full meaning of these words here.
但是他灵里面有感觉。
But there was this feeling in his spirit.
所以他那个五十三章一开始的时候。
So、
我十分的相信这是一般人对着那一位道成肉身的主的那一个反应。
So in general I believe chapter 53 verse 1 is the general response of those who see the Lord or who the Lord is revealed to and their response.
里面也包括以赛亚在内。
And it also includes Isaiah.
所以他的话是这样说。
So this is what it says here.
我们所传的有谁信呢？
Who have believed our report?
耶和华的膀臂上谁显露呢？
And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?
为什么会有这样的话呢？
Now why are these words here?
道成肉身的神的儿子，他要带来神的拯救。
The Son of God who is the Word become flesh to bring the salvation of God.
我们在那里传扬他的时候，
When we preach him,
人家要看的，
And what others see,
是一个坐在宝座上的君王。
They desire to see one who is a king seated on his throne.
而是一个要起码要坐在那个很高大的那个很威武的那个骏马上面的大将军。
At the very least, he must be a great general that is very majestic, magnificent on a very great and powerful horse.
哪里会是这样的一个形容枯憔悴？面貌憔悴形容枯槁的人呢？
How could it be someone with such a marred image and in this form?
我们在那里传扬说这位就是弥赛亚。
And there we proclaim he is the Messiah.
有谁信呢？
And who shall believe our report?
你说这个人要带出神的能力出来。
And you say this person will bring forth the might of God.
他好像连照顾自己都照顾不来。
Yet it seems like he can't even take care of himself.
他还能带出神的能力来吗？
So then, how can he bring forth the power of God?
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你留意，
take note,
一般人对道成肉身的主的反应逃不出这样的光景。
In general, those who receive this report will not escape such a description here.
但是我们感谢神，
But we thank God,
神在圣灵里边感动以赛亚 来为他的儿子说话。
In the spirit, God moved Isaiah to speak for his son.
那53章分成四个段落很明显的。
Now in chapter 53, it is divided into four parts very evidently.
但是每一个段落里边都把我们的主的一个特点表达出来。
But in each section, it really highlights and emphasizes a uniqueness of our Lord.
从第二节到第三节是一段。
In chapters, verses 2 and 3 is one section.
是头一段。
It is the first section.
说出那一位道成肉身的神的儿子。
It speaks of the Son of God who was the Word become flesh.
那这一个道成肉身的神的儿子在地上是怎么的走过的呢？
And how was the Son of God who was the Word become flesh, how did he walk on this earth?
弟兄姊妹们你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
这里虽然是两节。
Only two verses here.
但这两节就说出我们的主道成肉身的一个秘密。
But it does show us the secret of him who is the Word become flesh.
而也向我们来交通到一个要活在神旨意里的人他最基本的那个生活的态度。
It also fellowships with us one who is to live before God and a very basic requirement of his attitude as he lived.
弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
读到五十三章我又是慢吞吞的和弟兄姊妹们马在磨的了。
In chapter 53, I will go very slowly to share with brothers and sisters.
所以要慢慢的磨，是不这样磨的话，你磨不出我们的主的那个荣耀与华美。
So we have to go very slowly to digest this, otherwise we cannot come to understand, realize the majestic, the beauty of our Lord.
头一点，圣灵在这里所指出的那个事实。
The first point, the fact which the Holy Spirit points out.
弟兄姊妹们，千万要抓住这一个五十三章
you must grasp this.
是根据五十二章末了那两句话来引出来的。
Chapter 53 is brought about by the last verses of chapter 52.
他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。
From those two last verses, that his visage and his form was marred than anyone.
是这两句话引出五十三章。
It is these two sentences that brings forth chapter 53.
因为是这样的一位神的儿子。
Because it is this son of God.
你要从外貌去看他的时候。
If you look at him from his external form.
可能是他吗？
Could it be him?
真的是他吗？
Could it really be him?
怎么可能呢？
How could it be?
这是人的反应。
That is man's response.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神的见证在那里指着他儿子说。
The testimony God points to his
son. 他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，
is,
像根出于甘地。
It is him. He shall grow up before God as a tender plant, as a root out of
dry ground. 首先第一件事给我们看到的。
The first thing it shows us.
你别看他形容枯槁。
Do not look at his physique.
你别看他面貌憔悴。
How marred it is.
你要看到。
But you must see.
他是在耶和华面前生长的。
That he grows before the Lord God.
或者说他是在耶和华面前长大的。
Or that he has growing before the Lord God.
那他在耶和华面前长大。
Now if he is growing up before the Lord God.
当然是包括他显出来的时候就是在耶和华的面前。
Of course, that also includes the fact when he is revealed, it is before the Lord God.
这是神怀里的独生子的那一个暗示。
And that is the hint to us of that he is the only begotten in the bosom of God the Father.
虽然他是在耶和华面前，我这样说，虽然你们现在看见他是面貌憔悴，你形容枯槁。
Now, even though this is the image we have of him, of his visage and his form, how marred it is.
但是他在神的面前是带着生命的。
But before God, he brings life.
又是很娇嫩的。
And also very tender.
但虽然是娇嫩。
Though tender.
但是这个娇嫩是带出丰盛的生命的。
This tenderness brings forth of abundant, rich life.
那所以他在这里说。
So he says here.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
He shall grow up before the Lord God as a tender plant. Though it is a tender plant, but he is growing up before the Lord God.
那如果我们撇开我们的主的所事,
if we put aside who our Lord is,
我们就只是用一般人对嫩芽的那个观念来注意,
even if we only focus on what we our general understanding of a tender shoot, a tender plant is, now what is a tender shoot? It is something that will be easily destroyed, very easily broken, very easily trampled upon. But thank God.
但是这个嫩芽确实在耶和华面前长成,
yeah, this tender shoot is growing before the Lord God.
那是什么意思?
Now what does that mean?
那是神在那里给他保护给他抚养给他看顾,
that means that God is the one caring, keeping, guarding, and nourishing this plant.
他是在神的那个整个的那一个
Now he is growing completely under the care of God.
虽然他好像是嫩芽,
now even though he is actually a tender shoot,
但是因为他是长在耶和华的面前,
but because he is growing before the Lord God,
耶和华所有的一切都成了他的,
all that the Lord God has becomes his enjoyment, has become his provision.
所以接下去那句话就说,
so then it continues on,
他上根出于干地,
he is as a root out of dry ground. Now you can see it this way. He was before in the presence of the Lord God. And where is the Lord God? In heaven. And if the Lord God is in heaven, then the tender shoot is also in heaven, and he's heavenly.
那接下去就说,
and then it says,
又像根出于干地,
he is as a root out of parched ground. Now where is he?
到了地,
in the ground on earth.
什么地呢?
What ground?
干地,
a parched ground.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
你留意这个真的是 很叫我们难以想象,
this truly confounds us.
但是这里是说出他为什么形容枯槁,为什么面貌憔悴,
but here it truly describes, let us understand why is his visage and form so marred.
因为他来到干地,
that is because he has come to a dry ground.
他不单是来到地,
not only did he come to the earth, but a dry ground.
那弟兄姊妹呢,我们就用我们的知识
Now, brothers and sisters, just use our own understanding to imagine this. What would be the result of a tender plant on a parched ground?
你说我们不说它100%要枯死, 那也得99%要枯死。
Now, even if we say it won't be 100% withered, that 99%, that tender shoot, will be withered.
为什么我们会这样说呢?
Now, why do we say that?
因为他得不着供应啊,
because there's no provision there.
因为是干地了,
because it's a dry ground.
那当然这个是我们用嫩芽这个事实来看,
of course we're looking at it from the viewpoint of a tender plant.
但是你看到我们的主道成肉身, 这一个历史来看的话,
but when you look at the history that our Lord God was the Word become flesh,
你也非常清楚地看到这件事情,
very clearly you can see that as well.
我们是从天到了地,
our Lord came from heaven to earth.
他并不是在王宫里,
he was not in the palace,
他也不是在富贵人家里,
he was not in a noble family,
他就是在一个穷木匠的家里,
but he was in the house of a poor carpenter.
他就是在一个那样贫乏的一个,
and he was in the home of a poor family.
如果他不是神的儿子,
now if he was not the son of God,
那么他在这些人家里面出生也没有什么稀奇,
and he was born in this kind of family, there is nothing to wonder about.
他原来是神的儿子,
but he is the son of God.
他隐藏他自己的荣耀与华美,
yet he hid his own majesty and his beauty.
降生在这样的个人家里。
And he was born in such a family.
这个人家贫穷也不是什么罪过。
And the fact that this was a poor family was nothing wrong about
that. 但是说到他在这个地是干的。
But the fact that describes that he came to a dry, parched ground,
他在地是完全得不到供应的。
Tells us of the fact he was not provided for at all on earth.
你看到我们的主。
You see our Lord.
他在约瑟的家里边长大。
When, as he grew in Joseph's house.
但是有谁知道他是该受敬拜的。
Who would know that he ought to be worshipped?
弟兄姊妹你注意。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
他降生的时候。
When he was born.
那三个那几个从东方来的博士找到希律。
The wise men came to look for Herod.
他们明明说。
Very clearly they said.
犹大的王降生了我们要来。敬拜他。
Now the king of the Jews is born. We want to come and worship him.
这件事情就整个犹大都轰动了。
And so this was a stir in all of Jerusalem.
人家都知道有这么一件事。
And they know there's this happening.
但是他马上所接受的是什么待遇呢？
But how was he treated immediately after?
他要逃难了。
He had to escape, flee for his life.
去了。
He had to go to Egypt.
一直等到希律死掉了他才回来。
It was only until after Herod's death that he returned.
那回来。
And when he returned,
那他降生的事情那么快就给人忘掉了吗？
Would it be so quickly that they forgot about his birth?
当年他降生的时候，希律要杀孩子的时候。
At the time of his birth, when Herod wanted to kill all the babes.
人家不会不知道。哦，就是在那个约瑟的家里，就是在那个叫做玛利亚的那一个女孩子那里头。神的儿子降生了，那个东方的博士要来找他。
They wouldn't have forgotten. Oh, it was because of that a child that was born to Joseph and Mary and all the wise men of the east came to seek for him.
经过逃难几年回来，人都全忘了那个事情了。
So would it be that after he escaped for a few years and returned that everyone forget about that event?
约瑟回来回到什么地方呢？
When Joseph returned, where did he return to?
回到拿撒勒。
He returned to Nazareth.
在拿撒勒的里头。
And when he returned to Nazareth,
他的邻居对这个新迁进来的人不会打听打听一下吗？
Would his neighbors not ask around about this new neighbor?
你们家从哪来啊？
Where did you come from?
我们从埃及回来。
We returned from Egypt.
你们为什么去埃及啊？
Why was it that you were in Egypt?
好事的人就是喜欢这样追嘛。
And those who are nosy would continue to question.
就是你不追嘛。
But if you don't question,
说实在话,
to be honest,
那个时候一个城都不是人头很多的。
No, in those days the cities would not be very populated.
那这样出了名声的一个家庭那么快给人忘记了他们是谁。
Now would it be that a family that was known would be so quickly forgotten?
我们不扯那么远。
Now we won't go too far off.
但是你看到我们的主。
But you can see our Lord.
从到地的那一天开始。
From the day he came on earth.
从马槽那里头开始。
Now from the day in the manger.
他一直是在地没有得着供应。
He was never received any provision on earth.
地对他是拒绝的。
That the earth rejected him.
你刚才看到他三十年在约瑟的家里是默默无名的走过的。
For 30 years he lived very quietly, hiddenly in the house of Joseph.
然后出来传道的那三年半。
And in the three year and a half years of his ministry,
虽然有一阵子好像人都很欢迎他。
It seems like for a short period that many welcomed him.
但是他没有按照人的要求满足人的时候。
But when he did not please man according to what man wanted.
而照着神的心意在那里宣告神所要做的事情。
But declared the heart of God what God was to do.
人就对他换了一个脸孔。
Immediately man's countenance changed upon him.
拒绝他。
Rejected him,
藐视他,
despised him,
直到最末了,
even to the end,
杀掉他,
to kill him.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个就是根出于干地,
that is a root out of parched ground.
在地他没有得着任何的供应,
he did not receive any provision on earth.
你就问了,
then brothers and sisters, you ask,
怎么能长大?
Then how can it grow?
感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
在天固然是长成,
of course,
在耶和华的面前。
Of course, he grew in heaven before the Lord God.
当他到了地, 他仍然是长大在耶和华的面前。
Even when he was on earth, he still grew before the Lord God.
我们读四福音的时候,
when we read the four Gospels,
你非常清楚看到的这些事情。
Very clearly we see these things.
他明明可以向犹大的百姓在那里宣告说,
Very clearly he can proclaim to the people of Judah.
我一直是看着我天上的父而活的。
I continue to look at my Father in heaven as I am.
还有我说话, 我就必须先听见他说话。
I must first hear him speak before I speak.
他让我做事, 我就必须先是看见他在那做事。
I must first see him work before I do anything.
是他要做的, 我就做。
I can only do what he does.
他不要做的, 我就不做。
And I will not do what he does not want done.
尽管你们都来拥戴我做王。
And even though you will support me to be king.
我的父没有这样安排。
But that's not what my Father
arranged. 我也不接受你们的拥戴。
So I will not receive your adoration.
父要让我上十字架。
And if the Father wants me on the cross,
我就默默地去接受这个事。
Then I will silently accept it.
我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We praise and thank our God.
神的儿子到了地，虽然地对他有许许多多的困扰。
When the Son of God came on earth, even though the earth troubled him,
他到自己的地方来，自己的人不接待他。
And when he came to his own place, they received him not.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他仍然是活在耶和华的面前。
He still lived before the Lord God.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
是因着他这样在地上来走过他的年日。
That is because he went through his days on earth in this way.
所以他无家形美容。
So he had no form.
而我们看见他的时候，他也没有任何美貌叫我们去羡慕他。
No comeliness, and when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
对我们的主来说，这个的委屈实在是太多太大。
When we see how lowly our Lord has become, this is indeed very great and too much.
但是他就像嫩芽一样，默默无声的活过他在地的日子。
But we can see he was as a tender shoot as he lived very hiddenly, silently his days on earth.
所以在地上你就看见。
So then you will see.
他说他被藐视，被人厌弃。
He is despised and rejected of men.
多受痛苦，常经忧患。
A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief.
特别是那个常经忧患。
Especially the fact of acquainted with grief.
我们中文把它说成是常经忧患，是作为一个动态来翻译。
In the Chinese translation, it is a verb as he has gone through grief.
但是在圣经原来的意思呢？但是说到他是称为忧患之子。
But in the original text, it says he's a man of sorrows. He is the son of sorrows.
这里有一个人。
There's this man here.
他这个特点就是忧患。
And the uniqueness, outstanding point about him is sorrow.
所以我们中文把它翻成常经忧患。
So in the Chinese translation,
是非常传神的。
It is a very lively, animated as it describes him. He is always going through sorrows.
但是如果你回到他原来的那个时候，他是忧患之子。
But when we go back to the original text, that he is a man of sorrows.
你就看到他整个的人好像是给忧患来包围着。
Now then you see, it seems like this person is always surrounded by sorrow.
里面也是给忧患来冲洗着。
And within he is also filled with sorrow.
所以他才成为忧患之子。
So then he is called a man, the son of sorrows.
说出了我们的主在地的经历是怎样的。
And it speaks of experience of our Lord and how it is on earth.
我们读四福音，复四福音的时候，
when we read the four gospels,
很能完全的了解这一个事实。
We can completely come to understand of that fact.
所以呢，他就被人藐视。
So he was despised.
人家也不要看他。
And they did not want to see him.
任何遇见他的人。
And anyone who saw him,
除非是神的灵打开了他的心灵，让他知道这个是神的儿子。
Unless it was by the Spirit of God to open their spirit to see that he is the Son of God,
不然的话，
otherwise,
没有人会尊重他。
And no one would esteem him.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
回顾我们没有信主以前。
When we consider before we believe in the Lord,
我们都不尊重他。
We did not esteem him.
但是感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
虽然他从天到地，
though he came from heaven to earth,
他整个的经历是这样的难，那样的困难。
And even though his experience is full of suffering and hardship,
以致他是在荣耀尊贵里的，却成了没有加行美容。
That he was of glory and honor, yet now he has come without beauty or comeliness.
弟兄姊妹们都记得。
Brothers and sisters, you remember.
当我们的主带着三个门徒到黑门山上去的时候。
When our Lord took the three disciples on Mount Hermon.
多半是黑门山，但是不敢说了，反正是至高的山。
Now, it may not be Mount Hermon, even though it's very possible, but it's on a high mountain.
在那里变化形象的时候。
When he transfigured.
弟兄姊妹，门徒们都认不出他来了。
Now the disciples could not recognize him.
因为我们的主在荣耀里的那个形象显出来。
Because our Lord manifested in a form of glory.
跟原来门徒们那个所留下的那个印象完全是不一样。
And that is completely not the impression they had of the Lord.
所以彼得到年老要离世的时候。
So,
他给教会的一个劝勉还提到那样的件事。
Therefore, even in Peter's elderly age, when he was about to depart from this world,
我们见过他，我见过他的荣光。
That was still his teaching to the church that he has seen his glory.
就是独生子的荣光。
And that is the glory of the only begotten.
我们在彼得的书信里面就看到彼得说了这些话。
And we can see those words of Peter in his epistle.
那个印象留在彼得的心思的里面是尽他一生都没办法忘掉。
That impression upon Peter was impressed upon him all of his life that he would not forget.
这一位荣耀尊贵的神的儿子。
And this holy begotten Son of God,
他是隐藏他自己在一个很平凡被人藐视被人不尊重的人的里面。
That he hid himself in a very common, very ordinary person that was not esteemed and despised by men.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他为什么有这样？
Now why was he this way?
当然从神的救赎的旨意来说，他顺服神的旨意。
Of course, in the redemption plan of God, he submitted to the will of God.
所以他拣选了这样的一条路来走。
So he chose this path.
但是对于承受恩典的人来说，
But for those who receive such grace,
他乐意张背他自己来为这些人打开一条通天的路。
He was willing to humble, lower himself to open this heavenly way for us.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
他将背他自己。
He humbled himself.
他隐藏他自己。
He hid himself.
叫我们因着他这样成为忧患之子，我们就成了喜乐之子。
So that he would become the man of sorrows, so that we can become men of joy.
我们就成了有盼望的人。
So that we become those with hope.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我想今天晚上我只能和弟兄姊妹们暂时交通到这里。
I think I can only share to this point with brothers and sisters tonight.
我们下个礼拜回来，我还要慢慢的磨。
next week when we return, we'll continue to chew on these points.
我们盼望能在旧约的日记里头，神怎么为他儿子做见证的那一个事实的里边，来领会我们的主是怎样的尊贵、荣耀、完全。
We want to completely to come to grasp the point of how glorious, how magnificent, how majestic our Lord is in the Old Covenant as God reveals Him.
成就神的心意，而把我们带回神的家中。
And how He has fulfilled the will of God to bring us home.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.